and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden is in Mexico today for the North American Leaders Summit, a day after his big visit to the southern border. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says immigration and the drug crisis are on the agenda.
We'll spend a considerable amount of time today on how we can enhance and elevate our cooperation on fentanyl. And President Lopez Obrador and President Biden will have the opportunity to discuss questions related to supply chains.
Fentanyl killed tens of thousands of Americans last year. At least 12 people have now died in dangerous storms in California. KCAL's Rick Montanez is in Ventura.
It is under an evacuation warning at this point because it's a low-lying property and it has flooded before. So they've been given notice that if conditions worsen, if more rain comes down, that there could be flooding here from a nearby river and also from these streets.
Thousands of nurses have hit the picket lines in New York City.
The walkouts began at 6 a.m. Nurses like Danny Fuentes have complained of having to care for patients in hallways while areas with dozens of beds remain empty due to what they say are staffing shortages.
We are here to demand that the hospital put an end to unsafe practices. We demand safe staffing ratios and accountability from the hospital on these ratios.
Hospitals have had to postpone non-emergency medical procedures and brought in temporary staffing. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Brazil's now dealing with the aftermath of its own insurrection. CBS's Jared Hill has the latest on that.
Thousands of supporters of the country's far-right ex-president, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed the Congress, Supreme Court, and presidential palace in Brasilia. Some of the demonstrators called for military intervention to restore Bolsonaro to power. Security officials have taken back control of the facilities, and hundreds of rioters have been arrested.
The husband of a missing woman in Massachusetts has now been charged after he was caught buying cleaning supplies the day after she disappeared. Prosecutors say police also found evidence in their basement.
Crime scene services recovered and found blood in the basement area, in a section of the basement. There was also a knife that was found. On the knife, there was also blood, and part of the knife was damaged.
People are defending Prince Harry's latest interview bombshells.
I have a lot of sympathy for Prince Harry, honestly. I think what he's come out is not very comfortable. The things that he's saying is not very comfortable, but he's also a human being and has right to his own opinions.
Harry's new memoir, Spare, talks about his troubles with the royal family. It's out tomorrow, but so far there's been no comment from Buckingham Palace. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. Steel.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to whatscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department wished a fond farewell to one of their auxiliary lieutenants after 4 years of service. Auxiliary Lieutenant Ryan Schumacher received many well wishes and congratulations from Wisconsin Rapids residents. Ryan volunteered close to 1,000 hours in the community during his 4 years with the Auxiliary. He has accepted a position with the Florida Highway Patrol as a state trooper. He will be assigned in the Tampa Bay area. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department said they will miss Auxiliary Lieutenant Schumacher's leadership, but wish him well in his new career. Unemployment in Wisconsin is around 3.5%. Many employers are struggling to find more staff. This includes the Oneida County Sheriff's Department. They are looking to hire 8 more corrections officers. They've increased the hourly starting rate to almost $24 per hour to incentivize applicants. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 31. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 27. Daytime highs approaching 32. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Poop's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Poop, we're going to have company.
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware. The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke. Brian.
Luke Bryan's.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's a Monday. Happy Monday, Brian. How you doing, big guy?
I'm well, but I'd like to no longer be referred to.
And we've got Brian here, maybe. And
yeah,
can Brian,
I'm here.
You can hear me, Brian.
I can hear you totally.
Going, folks, welcome. There we go.
Oh, hey.
Now I hear you, big guy.
I just wanted to say that I would like to no longer be referred to as just Brian. I would like to be Brian, supporter and follower of the leader of the Village of the Dead. Thank you.
You're going to enunciate it in front of a statewide audience, not a national audience, former Packer, but Detroit Lion, Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
Last night. Did you catch that one right away? Did you get that in his introduction, or did you have to watch it a couple times,
one,
too?
The eyes really, really sold it. Just to clue anybody in on what we're talking about, Jamal Williams, during the... So... We're at a point, guys, and again, I love to bring up the term narrative all the time, but we have so gotten used to stories being part of our lives that we are living a Key and Peele sketch right now. Like, it's come to life. It's really happening. So, you know, in the introduction, when the offense comes out on the field for the first time, we're talking about the Lions and Packers game.
Yeah, Sunday night football team does a graphic of every single player. They say their name, where they played. Usually, it used to be always where they played in college, but then they kind of were given some flexibility, let's say, and they couldn't say their high school if they wanted to, because not everybody played football collegiately, and some even share their elementary schools now. But
and everybody tries to do their own thing, and if you can sell it, it's really awesome, but if you don't have a personality, just say your name and where you came from.
Well, Brian Balaga, Iowa, is still my household's favorite, just the way that he says Iowa, and for the longest time, he was on the Packers and was on the offensive line, and that was Kelsey's favorite part of Sunday Night Football. Brian Balaga, Iowa. And then he went to L.A., and he's been hurt. So
not
most of the time when the Chargers have been on, Kelsey's missed out on Brian Balaga saying Iowa. but last night, Jamal Williams took his platform during the finale of the Sunday Night Football season.
Yeah.
It was the last Sunday Night Football game of the regular season for the NFL, and he said something. I still don't know. You know it officially. What's the official line that Jamal Williams said for who he was and where he played?
Let's play it first, and then we'll break it down. Here's what he said. Because again, he personified this person and became, because he's saying this with his eyes wide open like he's crazy, and it is fantastic. I love it. Here it is.
First swag, Kazekage, leader of the hidden village of the dead.
leader of the hidden village of the dead. And he sold the whole damn thing. It was fantastic.
It was.
He gave a bunch of interviews afterwards, and he was, you know, he was crying as well as trolling people.
He scored both of the Lions' touchdowns.
Yes, and he broke Barry Sanders' single season record for the Lions. That's amazing. Yeah. So he was crying about that, and then he turns around and goes, "Y'all didn't pick us. Nobody picked us. I don't watch TV, but nobody picked us. Ha, ha, got you." It was really interesting.
Yeah, and
from a non-Packers fan perspective, it was very interesting.
Oh, even as a Packers fan, I love Jamal Williams. He was a former Packer, and he was an excellent presence in the locker room. The fact that it just didn't line up with salary cap math and everything like that led to his free agency departure to Detroit was unfortunate, but a very fun story to watch Jamal Williams in his time in Detroit.
Now he's got a new role.
First, yeah. Leader of the hidden village of the demon.
It's an anime reference. It's fantastic.
Yes.
I don't know anything about that anime, but I know several people who do, and I know that they would be delighted to see that. And my friends who have, I tweeted them, and they said, "Oh, this is amazing. That's my guy."
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, not a fun outcome for the Green Bay Packers last night on Sunday Night Football. Falling to the Detroit Lions, getting kicked out of playoff contention. Brian, you also are mourning your football team's loss with the New England Patriots also being eliminated from the playoffs.
You.
How are you doing on this Monday morning with your team?
The Sarah McLachlan is really, really helping this out. And I'm working through my... my angst through that. No, my Patriots really totally did not play as well as the other team because they're not as good as the other team, and they also did not score as many points as the Bills did, and therefore they were lost and they were eliminated from the playoff. Similar to the Packers, and it did not work out. And congratulations to the Bears, you are number one.
Yeah, the worst team in the entire league. Congratulations, Chicago. I guess you're going to hang your hat on that one this year. I've got Chicago Bears fans as friends that are like all hyped that they got the number one pick. And I'm like, you do realize you that's the prize you win for being the worst at the game that everybody was playing.
That's what they all strove for this. Justin Fields is alive and not dead.
He was projecting it all season long that they were going to be number one. He was wearing the one on his chest the entire time. Yeah,
the best. The
best losers. But yeah, we've got a jam-packed show today full of tangents. It's a Monday afternoon. We're...
Aaron,
it's okay. We got Aaron on the board instead of Evan. But we've got a loaded show this Monday afternoon. Aaron, the break doesn't start until 19, buddy. Don't worry. You're not producing the morning shows right now, but we appreciate you filling in for Evan in his absence on this Monday afternoon. But, Brian, we...
Now we're talking.
There we go. See, and he goes and completely redeems himself. But we appreciate you being behind those buttons there, Aaron. But a ton of stories happening over the weekend, Brian. As we predicted on Friday, Kevin McCarthy being elected to be the House Speaker. So we're going to get into that as well as a number of other stories. We've got a conservative organization that coordinating school board members in the Wisconsin Dells.
Update
on family farms here in Wisconsin, specifically dairy farms.
Just so you know, whenever I associate family farms in Wisconsin with closing and failure.
Well,
because every single story has been like, and
over
doom and gloom and everything's dead.
And we've hit a 3-point high for family farm closures over the last 3 years. So
I was hoping I'd be wrong.
It's going to be a heck of a Monday filled with headlines. 844-967-2789. If you want to join, share a tangent with us, take us down a path of a story that you found relevant over the weekend. Again, that number 844-967-2789. You can call or text. But Brian, let's start with where we left off on Friday.
Yeah, the path of least resistance.
It was pretty resistant, though. It took 15 votes Kevin McCarthy to get it.
Like a congealed slime, you have to go and kind of, you know, break yourself apart, split yourself in several different ways, and pretty much compromise your entire structure, bodily structure, to fit through the grate. But then you come back together on the other side. It's fine. When you have no spine or any sort of, you know, bones to hold your structure together, you can just sift through the grate that is the Freedom Caucus or whatever the heck they want to call themselves. What I can tell you is,
you think it's a grate, not a meat processor? Because it looked like a meat processor.
You know what? It doesn't matter to the slime. It's not like you're going to congeal it or make it like different consistency.
Democracy's messy, according to Representative Gallagher. This is how it's supposed to look. A midnight vote on a Friday evening when most of America has gone to bed or no longer focused on the speaker's election. That's when it's supposed to happen, according to Mike Gallagher of Green Bay.
Now they can get to the really important task of not governing. Which is, you know...
Well, they're going to face their first hurdle in that today, Brian, with coming up and voting on a rules package, because the vote was so late on Friday night that they didn't even get... Normally, you vote for the speaker, you vote for the rules package, all done. But it got so late on Friday, they voted for the speaker, and then they adjourned because it was so late in the evening they weren't going to do rules then.
Isn't one of the crazy towns going to be on the rules committee now?
Oh, I think there's more than one.
What
I
can go wrong? That's going to be expedited, I can tell you that.
Oh, and there's a 3-page hidden document, apparently, for all the concessions that Kevin McCarthy made. So I'm waiting for that one to become public and see all of the things that he truly did to bend and twist to their will for Matt Gaetz and the other holdouts on Friday evening.
What I can tell you is that if you like, there's a website or like a YouTube page called Bad Lip Reading. They do it for a lot of NFL stuff. They did it for the altercation of Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. And it is worth it's worth hanging out and checking that out. Because that's honestly the only good thing to have come out of this, besides the fact that these people are just ridiculous in front of us. And hopefully they will just come. Again, at best, we hope they just come to a standstill and don't get anything done. That's the best case scenario for the next 2 years.
Even in that scenario, we hit the debt ceiling crisis and all of a sudden we fly off a financial cliff. So hopefully they can at least do one thing right and raise the debt ceiling so that the country doesn't default on its debt.
Imagine the concessions that Speaker McCarthy will have to give to make sure that all this stuff works.
A plan around that scenario is on that 3-page hidden document that we, the American public, didn't get to see. The Kevin McCarthy struck this deal with the furthest right fringe members of the House of Representatives, and it's going to be fascinating when those details come out, because eventually they will. It's not going to be like the JFK files that we're still waiting to get dropped. We're going to find out what's on those 3 pages, and it's going to get leaked, and I just find it very interesting that Kevin McCarthy, because, yes, it was comedy to see the bad lip reading video of altercation on the House floor. But I would love to see some good lip reading and find out what they did actually say. Because, again, we laugh because otherwise we're going to cry, folks. This was a far-right holdout takeover on the 2-year anniversary of the Capitol insurrection. The furthest right MAGA Republicans were holding the Congress hostage until Kevin McCarthy met their demands. And he's now Speaker of the House, but we all have to live with the political ramifications that come with the 3-page secret deal that he struck with those fringe members of the House.
So for those of you who were really excited that the Republicans have maintained or seized control of the House, is this what you wanted?
Is Elon Musk telling you to vote for Republican Congress, you know, a check on a Biden White House? Is this what you wanted?
Yeah, they can't even check themselves. They have decided to wreck themselves instead.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to chime in, share a tangent, 844-967-2789. We've got a number of other Wisconsin and national headlines we're going to get to on the other side of this break.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening across Civic Media here in Madison on Devil Radio, where Brian is holding down the fort on the Shaw and across the states. If you want to learn more about what we're doing here at Civic Media, go to our website, civicmedia.us. You can see all the stations, the programs, and sign up to learn more about us. But Brian, one of the interesting things I saw over the weekends, when not focused on the football games that we're on, was a story that caught my eye because you and I have this conversation quite frequently.
We like the How trains, nice it would man.
Be. Yeah, we are fans of trains here at Dueling Tangents, not only because we lose our train of thought a lot of times when we're talking about different stories, but also because it would be really convenient. I'm not going to say we're workaholics because that's a weird word, and every time I think of it, I think of the Comedy Central show instead of actually a workaholic. But if we had the ability to commute back and forth between Madison and Milwaukee and get some work done while we're doing it, we would love that.
Part of the reason why I, you know, sometimes do a show from home a couple days a week is because I actually get more work done because I'm not driving and I can't be on a computer while driving, at least not for long periods of time. Let's not talk about that. But it's also not because of Thomas the Tank Engine either. I just want to clarify that. It has nothing to do with that. Although they used it very well in Bullet Train, I want to say it's not because
Still
of Thomas
on my watch
the Tank
Engine. I haven't watched it yet.
Don't watch Thomas the Tank Engine. It's not worth getting into. Maybe when Ringo was there, maybe when George Carlin was there. But again, the song is annoying as F, and it's just awful. Don't get it. Like, I just want to separate us from Thomas the Tank Engine for sure.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we're talking about trains. Thank you, Aaron, for pulling that up in the back.
My poor child. My poor child was exposed for a moment, and then she
snapped her out of that one real quick.
It was bad. And I got her out of Caillou very quickly as well. Don't ever do that. Don't do the Caillou. Moving on. All right, so trains. I love choo-choo trains.
Speaking of trains of thought, but last year in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed by President Joe Biden.
$1.2 trillion.
Yeah, and of that $1.2 trillion, $66 billion to expand passenger rail across the country. And so we've got municipalities saying, hey, we'd be interested in learning a little bit more about that to solve our problems, bringing more workforce, being able to free up travel for our residents. Just the litany of things that would improve the quality of life. Public transportation is one of those things. And so, Brian, over at the Post Crescent, the Green Bay paper, or excuse me, the Appleton paper, I believe. Green Bay is the Gazette. Post Crescent is Appleton, yes. All aboard
Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac write letter backing Amtrak expansion. So that thing that Devin LeMahieu and Robin Voss said, nah, we don't see any state funds going towards passenger rail.
We don't hear any interest for it. But literally they signed an official letter declaring official interest in it. And this is seven different mayors of different cities.
The municipal leaders of the seven Northeast Wisconsin's largest cities.
Yeah.
So this isn't Madison and Milwaukee talking. This is the Fox Valley talking and saying, we would like passenger rail from Milwaukee to Green Bay, please.
Yeah, all the way to Green Bay. Could you imagine going to that horrible game and then having to, you know, take a train? But it was better taking a train back than driving back, because then you're just driving back in silence. At least in the train, you could sleep, or, you know, you could actually bring your own alcoholic beverages sometimes, or you can purchase them on the train. The train actually supplies you with those things.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so, more widespread support for bringing passenger rail, expanding passenger rail here in Wisconsin. I wonder if the Republicans are going to heed these calls, because I've already seen one of the things that the reasons this story caught my eye is because conservative pundits online were saying, oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly what Wisconsin needs to address its problems. A train. A 1900s technology to address our 21st century problems.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are your
solutions? The Model T was made in 1910.
if you really think
1914?
That expanding the freeway between Miller Park and the zoo, from the Marquette Interchange to the zoo interchange in Milwaukee along I-94, about a 3.5 mile stretch. Going to cost about $1 billion to expand that 3.5 mile stretch of freeway from 6 lanes to 8 lanes. If you think that that is your solution to addressing mass transit, $1 billion on that project alone, but not entertaining the idea of what a passenger rail through the Fox Valley, this corridor from Milwaukee to Green Bay, would mean to address workforce shortages, cut down on carbon emissions, because you're removing all of those cars from the freeway. You wouldn't have to spend the upkeep on the freeways because there would be fewer cars. It's ridiculous to act like this is a non-starter, but that's where Republicans and conservatives are here in Wisconsin.
Here's some numbers running it down. Amtrak project extending service from Milwaukee to both Madison and Green Bay would have a combined $2.3 billion economic impact just from the one-time capital investments necessary to operate the service. The Green Bay expansion, Amtrak estimates, will generate $1.8 billion in economic activity from capital investments and an annual impact of $70 million. The Madison expansion, Amtrak estimates, would generate $567 million of activity from one-time capital investments and have an annual impact of $43 million. I gotta tell you, those numbers are better than Foxconn.
Yeah, way better than Foxconn. So the fact that, for whatever reason, wanting to have to actually do their jobs and pass legislation, I guess that's their biggest reason to oppose this, because that's Republicans are just saying, no, it's a non-starter. No, we're not going to do this. Devin LeMahieu, Robin Voss, we have a $6.9 billion surplus. Medicaid returns are expected to increase even more than previously projected earlier this year or early last year, Brian. So that's $6.6 billion surplus is up to 6.9 now.
And
we have the money to invest in these solutions, folks.
This also isn't even state funding. It's federal funding. Just take the money and do it. See what happens. You can afford not to.
This is Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue the conversation, get to your phone calls when we get back. Stay tuned.
I like trains.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Don't flip a coin and let the odds of heads or tails decide which bank you choose to work with for your home loan. Huddle with the mortgage professionals at Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and the town of Rome. You'll find experienced coaches who will help pull together your game plan. No out-of-bounds advice or pump fake offers. You just get that all-important home field advantage. Key Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Key Savings Bank.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions, Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Stevens Point is giving a preview performance of their AACT Fest submission, A Kid Like Jake, this Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th, at the Century Theater. Performances begin at 7:30 p.m. This show contains adult material and topics and may not be suitable for children. The Focus Food Pantry is serving free meals to Southwood County residents every Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. They are back to in-person meals at their new location at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Wisconsin state government will soon ban the TikTok social media app. Governor Evers says he'll sign an executive order this week to keep TikTok off state government phones and computers. Critics say TikTok's Chinese owners can track American users and manipulate what news they see. Evers said he made up his mind after speaking with the FBI and Wisconsin emergency management officials. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 31. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 27. Daytime highs approaching 32. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Is Luke Bryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he's a, that's a guy. Okay. Listen.
Not a huge fan.
I've heard a lot of country that I've enjoyed. And I'm okay. I'm not the blanket, I don't like country in general, but I don't. But okay. I do, every time I have the opportunity, especially with somebody who really is into country, like, for example, when Joe Sopecki comes on, and especially when I'm producing, he recommends stuff that he is totally into, and I love it because I get to see him get totally into it, and seeing it through somebody else's eyes helps me appreciate it and love it a lot more. Because of him, Chris Stapleton, I'm really into, not necessarily into, but I'll be into not hating that when I hear it and have it on. You know what I mean? Like, that's stuff I'm into, that type of stuff. But in general, it's not my bag. But again, I love appreciating it through other people.
Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can hopefully appreciate the headlines through the two of us. Or if you'd like to participate, you can as well through call or text 844-967-2789. You could be like our friend Dick here in Madison. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Can I speak to the train just for a second for my
Please.
Original thought?
Yeah.
Well, you know, during the holiday, some of what happened with Southwest was induced by extreme weather that keeps planes from flying. Now, I don't know too many extreme weather situations, except maybe massive flooding, that stop trains. They can go through a snowstorm with very little problem.
There's an entire show devoted to a train going through snow. So, you know it's
right.
real.
So, you know... But that said, what I was originally going to say is that it's funny, you know, this thing over the weekend, like you said, you'd normally cry if you didn't think about some of the ironic or funny parts of it. One of them being that a lot of these people were involved in one way, shape, or form in January 6th. And I don't think that Ronald Reagan, when he's talked about that country or city on the Shining Hill, was talking about exporting this type of thing to Brazil. Do you?
No, and I, to be fair, I'm not sure that Ronald Reagan really knew what he was saying in the first place. So either way, it's a crapshoot. It's a possibility. It could have been someone else.
That.
Somebody in the writer's room was feeding him those lines, Dick. That's what Brian's trying to say.
And there's a possibility, and that's fine. That's fine, because he's doing what he does best, and that's reading the lines that he's given. So good for him.
Rearranging the trees on the shelf. That's how he started referring to books.
We're getting in because of an Iran-Contra affair. It's fine. It's totally fine. We'll not talk about the Iran-Contra affair.
No,
again.
But you know, it is tomorrow. Kind of strange, isn't it?
It is strange,
and it is very strange, Dick, that Bolsonaro is finding refuge in Florida right now with a conservative governor, Ron DeSantis, and him walking around. I believe he's been hospitalized, though, as well. I haven't had a chance to dive into all the details on that one, Dick, but I do find that strange.
You know what would be really funny in all of this? If Bolsonaro comes here for help, ends up getting hospitalized, and he gets ruined, not because of the scandals or the bad things that he's done, but because financially he can't afford the American healthcare system.
Out of network right now. He's just out of network. I don't know how else to explain it to you, Brian.
Bringing up a fun schadenfreude from the weekend, I just want to bring up Katie Porter and the wonderful book that she was reading.
Yeah. Who's the author of that one?
I'm reading in...
It's Mark... It's not Manson.
Manson. Mark Manson.
Yeah,
the subtle art of not giving a
letter of the alphabet.
Usually it's flying. Usually it's flying, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's the it was an excellent shot. That Getty image is going to be probably archived with the history books on how this speaker vote went, because again, first time in like 150 years that it took 15 ballots to elect a speaker of the House.
Congratulations, Republicans!
And that Republican infighting on full display. But Brian, I do want to share one last thing from the Friday shenanigans, whatever you want to call them. We've got an alphabet. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries shared this in a speech late Friday night or early Saturday morning, and it was a pretty interesting one. So let's share that one, Aaron, with the people.
House Democrats will always put American values over autocracy, benevolence over bigotry, the Constitution over the cult, democracy over demagogues, economic opportunity over extremism, freedom over fascism, governing over gaslighting, hopefulness over hatred, inclusion over isolation, justice over judicial overreach, knowledge over kangaroo courts, liberty over limitation, maturity over Mar-a-Lago, normalcy over negativity, opportunity over obstruction, people over politics, quality of life issues over QAnon, reason over racism, substance over slander, triumph over tyranny, understanding over ugliness, voting voting rights over voter suppression, working families over the well-connected, xenial over xenophobia. Yes, we can over you can't do it, and zealous representation over zero-sum confrontation.
Now,
no, I see what you were doing there. I see that.
You referenced Sesame Street, so I felt like we had to play it. But I feel like he could have stopped after the first three or four and done just the ABCs. But it's good to know that the congressional staffers for the House the House Democrats, while the Republicans were doing all this infighting and forcing 15 votes, seems like this is how they may have spent their time last week, because Kevin McCarthy did not have control of Congress and it was running amok. So they at least had a creative outlet, Brian.
No, that's good. It was great. I was like, oh, okay, got it. Oh, and then, no, he's gonna finish.
He's gonna do the whole alphabet. Yeah,
that's at the point during the recital where you go and look at the program and go, okay, what song is next? This is. All right. Okay, we got a couple hours left before this is done. Good thing I'm sitting, and this is somehow, for whatever reason, whenever those speeches are going, I guarantee you that everybody in that room was way too warm for whatever. Like, no, it's always like yawning. There's a certain like warmth that you get when it's warm enough to yawn, and that's when people give speeches like that. And don't get me wrong, I love Hakeem Jeffries. He's fantastic. If you watched him during the impeachments, that he's great. Yeah, I like Hakeem Jeffries. He's good. Could have just done a couple of those and then moved on, because
he could have just done the ABCs rather than doing the whole alphabet. That's all. That's my contention.
Family Guy was like, that's too much. for Robert Loggia. Oh my God, it's Robert Loggia.
We're gonna stop you right there. Gonna cut you off.
Like normally, right that there. Would cut away. It would be a cutaway. And
yeah. I'm Luke. He's Brian. Before we jump to our next tangent, we're gonna head back over to the phone lines. We've got Carolyn here in Madison calling in. Carolyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I just went to the Devil's page and clicked the contacts link on the far right there, and posted a link to a petition for trains. Yes, trains. Or something. Anyway, there's a link there. If anybody wants to sign that petition, it's there if they want to. Okay.
Oh, perfect. That's awesome. Carriage. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. There are public commenting windows, and petitions are a great way to do it as well, but the Department of Transportation and the entire federal government is reviewing right now how to allocate the funds that the bipartisan infrastructure law has put towards passenger rail coming up in the upcoming years. I believe it's a 5-year plan. I'm not exactly sure on the timeline, but right now is why cities like Appleton, Green Bay, Oshkosh in the Fox Valley corridor are saying, yes, please, we're signing a letter, we're sending it to you to bring passenger rail here. And petitions are a great way to do that, finding out where and when the public listening sessions are for things like this. Governor Tony Evers, right now, doing a Do the Right Thing tour, listening to Wisconsinites of what they want in the next budget proposal that he will present as governor next month. Good government can happen if you participate, and that's a key part of it.
To that end, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about the trains, the corridor between downtown and Miller Park and the expansion there. They had a couple of they've had several listening sessions around the state, or around the area at least, for input, public input about that. Now I bring this up because part of one of the solutions that they were talking about for this corridor involved investment in public transportation as well as improvement to the roadway, keeping it at 6 lanes, but also adding public transit and a public transit option. This is something that, so my point is that by participating in one thing, you're talking about the corridor, you can also bring up another subject that is also interconnected in public transportation. You can also pull an official aside and say, hey, how do we get going on this train? These are there's opportunities out there. Even if the Republican legislator wants to go and not meet or not show up, you can always pull actual officials aside because they do have jobs that they have to do, and they do have listening sessions that are open to the public. I encourage you to show up and participate. And by the way, the last couple of sessions they had were really well participated with. Like a couple hundred people showed up. So get your out, get your right. If you have a great idea, go out there and present it to someone.
Yeah, and go and talk about it with members of your community, because that is how you advance issues that you care about. Let's head back to the phone lines. We got Andy in Watertown calling in. Andy, what's on your mind today?
Well, I keep hearing the hourly news, and there's an item on there where the news reader says that somebody apparently is looking into whether there's anything criminal about Donald Trump trying to overturn the election. But I would think that overturning an election in itself would be a crime.
You would think. I mean, or the attempt thereof, or the ability to go in, or the you know, you can't really go and say, ah, well, I didn't get away with murdering him, so I brought up with Matt Rothschild last week. I said, hey, good thing there's not an attempted murder charge, so... there is. There's a whole bunch. There's attempted burglary charges. There's also... It would also stem to reason, or stand to reason, that maybe there should be an attempted overthrow charge. You would think. I would hope so.
I believe, attempted insurrection should be viewed just one... Not completely maybe on the level of insurrection, but attempted insurrection should be just like half a step down there.
Either way...
Attempted murder isn't as bad as murder, but attempted insurrection should have some kind of consequence.
I'd love to know.
Needs to be investigations and accountability there.
I'd love to know what people who were skeptical or like still Donald Trump supportive right now, I wonder what they would think about the Brazilian thing right now. I wonder what they would think, or I wonder if they'd see that and go, that's crazy. You know what I mean? I wonder how much self-awareness there's actually there. Or if they're like, wow, those patriots are really destroying their capital.
I was saying, Brian, are you ready for that much disappointment after the Patriots lost?
Listen, I'm not.
You're going to be surprised.
I have managed those expectations, my friend, and trust me, I have managed these. I am only in this whole thing for the entertainment value, and I can only eat so much popcorn. But snacks are definitely something that I'll be snacking on.
Absolutely. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to follow the show, keep up with us online at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. You can also follow the network at Civic Media US, the variety of different shows across the network. You can find us on our website, civicmedia.us. If you missed any portion of this show or want to just check out a past show, go to our entire podcast library. You can find us at Spotify, on Stitcher, on Apple Podcasts, everywhere, or... again, just go to the website. The podcast library is there, civicmedia.us. Brian, we got one more segment left in the day. We're going to try to do a little bit of a round robin with all the other Wisconsin stories we didn't quite get to yet today. But folks, there's still plenty of time for your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We didn't even get to the farming story for Randy and the Good Thing.
Shout out to the Hidden Village of the Dead.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Airwaves, The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Luke and Brian. I'm L. He's B. Luke and Brian.
Ah, this seems like a really amazing intro. I feel like it's a pretty amazing time to be alive. Here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Well, this one caught my eye and it caught your eye as well, because today, Governor Tony Evers appointing...
That's not all my eye, young lady.
James Bond is going to be the nominee to run the Department of Veterans Affairs here in Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to say Peter Gunn.
No, but not that James Bond, not 007. James Bond here in Wisconsin. He served in the United States Marine Corps. From 1983 to 1988, he's a disabled veteran, and he will be the first openly LGBTQ department secretary here for the state of Wisconsin if he can face the gauntlet that is the Republican-led Senate. Because, Brian, they don't just let anybody through there. They kind of just sit on about 180 nominations and then don't do their job of confirming them.
I hope he brought a bunch of books, like lots of books. And just to wait, like a stack
the
of magazines.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F.
Yeah, like several books. Honestly, he should probably start reading the entirety of Lord of the Rings just to begin with, and then get into the Wheel of Time series. That's at least 14 books. So by that point, they might have moved on to the first. Yeah, they might have moved on to the first nominee by that point. He's down the list, but I wish him luck as the potential person who could possibly run the Department of Veterans Affairs. Great.
Yeah. So depending on how up to it that State Senator Devin one day I'm going to learn it, Brian. Don't worry. I promise you, one day I will.
It's like Berlin. Really Berlin, but then they say it's Berlin. Everybody else I know that has that name is Lemahieu, or no, I was saying it wrong. LeMahieu. Everybody I know is like
I've always heard it as LeMahieu, and then you told me I was saying it wrong.
I know, but he goes by LeMahieu, and I just think that that's like one of those. I'm just going to see if I can make people do stuff thing. I guarantee, I don't know. It just seems like one of those like. No, my name's Daryl. No, it's Daryl. Daryl.
Come on, Aaron. You know what your name is.
You done messed up, Aaron.
Yeah, call back to the first part because,
we're all living in a Key and Peele sketch.
Yep, we're all living in all of it. It's fantastic.
All of it. But, Brian, so that is what's going on at the Department of Veterans Affairs today.
Yeah, that was just Bond's quote. That's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Just dropping those bonds cuts. That's all good. But one of the other stories caught my eye over the weekend, and going to be fascinated to see what the Republican solution to this is, because they've been in charge of the state legislature for more than a decade now. Going on 12 years of joint control of the state legislature, and Wisconsin dairy farm losses hit a three-year high as more call it quits. What is the path forward? This is a piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Brian. And I'm going to start pulling my hair out if the Republican response from Voss and LeMahieu are tax cuts. Because
you can't cut nothing.
It's not the... Well, this year is an interesting year for this story, Brian, because over the last 3 years, we've continually... End of the year, we see that the previous year was setting records for closures of dairy farms or small family farms here in Wisconsin. The iconic vision of what Wisconsin is to a lot of other people around the state. We are America's Dairyland. It is on all of our license plates. It is part of the core identity of what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin. And Republican legislators are doing nothing to solve these problems. Because I will grant you this. Last year, we had a surplus. They could have come up with a conservative solution to addressing family farm closures here in Wisconsin. They packed up shop in the first week of March. If they were serious about addressing problems like this one facing the state, problems like an aging workforce where we're going to lose about 130,000 workers by 2030, according to new studies, they'd be working their asses off trying to solve these problems. But the budget's going to come, and it's going to be, well, we cut their taxes. We did everything we know how to do. We've got no other answers. And that is not acceptable. Because tax cuts aren't going to get us out of all these problems. Investing in our workforce, investing in our citizens here in Wisconsin, our residents, and our family farmers, takes a lot more than just saying, well, I cut the taxes. We made a flat tax. It's more fair. It's more fair, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the reason why these family farmers are closing is not because it's so hard like in years past. Milk prices were really low and forcing family farms out. Now, it's slightly different because family farmers are seeing an off-ramp, Brian, and they're liquidating their assets because right now is a good time to sell. And I can't fault a farmer that's been struggling throughout the last recent years. We had a recession in 2008 and 2009. We had unprecedented economic turmoil over the last 2 years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's been hard on everyone. And if dairy farmers can get a good price for their herd, selling it for beef or whatever,
or to enlarge the stock of corporation. CAFOs, yeah.
If there is not a way for Republicans to come together with Democrats and a Democratic governor, Tony Evers, to solve problems like this, it is only a matter of time before we lose an iconic aspect of Wisconsin way of life, being America's Dairyland. Because if you don't have any dairy farms, you can't claim that anymore.
Yeah, but you got to understand the iconic identity of the Republicans is that they are rural and they are all, you know, country music listeners and they all love the rural stuff, and those city Democrats can't really possibly ever do anything good for them. So that's literally what they're going to rely on. That's it. That's literally what they're going to rely on is the
owning the libs.
Yeah, that's not even that, but it's the they're not going to have it. It's just, come on, we're always rural always votes red, right? Like, that's literally their plan. They're not going to address it because they traditionally vote red all the time. Until they get voted out of office, they're not going to change anything.
Yeah. And I hope something can change before then, because I have a feeling, Brian, it's going to be a little bit too little too late.
Yep.
At that point, because
I'm looking for Dr. Goodhead.
Again, three-year high for family farm closures around the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We appreciate you tuning in, giving us a call this Monday afternoon. We lost our train of thought one too many times, Brian. We didn't get to the fun story that we'll have to cover tomorrow about a conservative school board. Consortiums? I don't know. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, Civic Media.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Locally grown.